Hello there, and good evening. It's Jane here from One of Many. I'm one of the senior coaches at One of Many. Annie unfortunately can't be here because she's not feeling very well, so I'm stepping in for her. So good evening, Simona. Just unmute yourself if you like, because you're the only person on the call at the moment, so I will unmute you. How about that? There you go.
Hi.
Hi, Simona. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry, I wasn't expecting to be interactive this way.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's literally just 7 o'clock, so we'll see who turns up. Sometimes, you know, sometimes these calls, there's lots of people. It's a beautiful sunny day, so there may not be lots of people.
Oh, good. So is Joanna okay?
It's Annie who normally runs these ones. Yeah, she just got a migraine. So I said okay, I would step in. It's nothing serious. It's just
Oh, perfect. I missed your name. So you are.
I'm Jane Lewis, and I'm one of the senior in-house coaches. So I coach on all, I think, all the programs that lead that One of Many does, and I assess coaches and assess trainers and that sort of thing. So I get involved in a whole range of things for One of Many.
Oh, wow. Well, nice to meet you. Yeah, so I'm Simone. I'm very new to the world of One of Many and Be Powerful and all the other delightful things that you guys offer.
So are you on Living the Change, Simone, or what's your are you on, did you join Be Powerful? What did you join?
I did Emerging first. So I did the free three workshops that then went on to a fourth one. I then decided to enroll in Be Powerful, and I got my first session today that I've just watched the video for. I have decided to invest in Living the Change and do the bronze membership.
Right, lovely. Beautiful. Yeah, and we've been joined. There are two of you now. So, hello, Fiona. Good evening, Fiona.
Hi. How do I? Yeah. What, no control panel?
No, this is okay. So this is GoToWebinar, which means that there's no kind of webcam sharing and that sort of stuff. It's literally just your microphone.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's interesting. I can't even seem to see a control panel, like to put my hand up or anything like that, like I normally can. And I'm surprised you can hear me. I don't know how to mute myself.
I unmuted you. I can mute.
No, I see you unmuted me. Okay. I don't know why I haven't got a control panel though, because I do normally have it. But maybe that's because you shared screen.
No, shouldn't make any difference. You should have Simona, have you got a control panel?
No, I haven't got a control panel.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know. So usually you actually do, you do have a little, because then you can put things into that. You can either put questions in or you can put things into the chat.
Yeah,
you do have a control panel. What are you both on? Are you both on a phone or
I'm on a laptop.
What are you
I'm on?
On
my laptop. Well, maybe not sharing your screen for a minute, and then it might pop back up again.
Yeah, it shouldn't, because I've done this many times, and the screen sharing should be independent. But let's see. Let us see. You never know. Stop sharing screen.
Okay.
Got it? Anything happened?
It just says waiting to view your screen now.
Mine doesn't even say that.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? How odd.
How odd, indeed.
Oh, it's I've got it now.
Oh, you have. I haven't got anything changed at all.
Sorry, who am I talking to?
It's Simona.
Simone.
Oh, okay. Simone, beg your pardon,
Simone. On the browser at the bottom of the screen where the Spotify, where the GoToWebinar icon is, I clicked on that and it popped up.
Oh, okay.
See if that works for you.
Yeah, that's the other trick.
Well, this is exciting. I can see it now. This is a whole new world.
Fabulous. Good. So you can put your hands up and down. All right. Okay, well, welcome. Welcome, both of you. And as I say, we may or may not be joined by people. It's a bright, sunny day, so I can see why people might decide that the garden is a better place. So but let's get going for the two of you and see how it all works out. So as I was saying to Simone, I'm Jane Lewis. I'm one of the senior in-house coaches at One of Many. Annie sends her apologies. She had a migraine this evening, so I'm stepping in. Now, how we roll? How do we roll on these calls? So with these Be Powerful calls, it's an opportunity for you to get questions answered about the content of Be Powerful. So depending where you are on your Be Powerful journey, obviously if you, Simone, you're clearly at the beginning, you may or may not have questions. I'm going to mute both of you for the time being. That's interesting. Sorry, bear with me. Yeah. So if depending where you are on your Be Powerful journey, it's an opportunity to get questions answered about the content. It's also you can get laser coaching. So if it remains that there's only two of you, then there's plenty of opportunity for laser coaching on questions, things which may or may not be Powerful related, to be honest. Learn from the journeys of one another. A small but perfectly formed group this evening. And we really are all at different stages of the program, so it doesn't matter what you bring. Sometimes I'll come on and, you know, most people are at the end of their Be Powerful journey. They've got to like module 10 or module 11. And sometimes running this, everybody's very near the beginning of their journey, and sometimes it's a mix. So it really doesn't matter what you bring to the program. We can come to that one later. I'll go back for a minute. Okay, so all that having been said, what I'd like to invite you to do is we'll take a couple of minutes for each of you to introduce yourself, and then we'll get going with seeing what questions you've got and what coaching you'd like. Just to introduce me, because you may or may not have come across me. As I say, I'm one of the senior in-house coaches. I've been coaching for about 23 years across the piece, executive, career, management, business, marketing, strategic, life. Anyway, I've coached pretty much across the piece. And I've been with One of Many, I think, about 4 years. And I, 3-4 years I've been coaching for One of Many. And I did my Lead the Change with One of Many before I did that. And once upon a time, I was a management consultant. Once upon a time, I was an HR consultant. Once upon a time, I was in sales and marketing. So that's me. So let's hear from each of you in turn and find out what it is that you want to get out of this evening, what it is you're bringing. So tell me a bit about yourself. Tell us a bit about yourself. And what would you like to get out of the evening? So let's start with you, Simone. I'm going to unmute you because you were first on the call. So hi. Tell us about yourself.
Where to start? I'm 45 years old. I currently live in London, unmarried, no kids. And I guess I stumbled on One of Many and everything that I found since then, which is Emerging Together, Be Powerful, and also Living the Change, quite by accident. I think I was on Instagram and something popped up and I was like, oh, what's that? And then I just got nosy and have continued to be nosy, just been like, oh, okay, I've been invited to another thing, I'll go. The best, I'm office manager for a talent agency, and I don't feel very fulfilled with my life and where I am at the moment. So I guess my stumbling on one of many wasn't as by accident as I think it was. I think it, I was pushed that way, and I've stuck with it because it's given me some hope that I can get something or find something or be something better than currently is. I want from this whole experience on all the different levels for a greater calling, a focus, and to be my best self. I don't think I am. I don't feel I am. I know I'm not. And that gets on my nerves. It gets on my nerves a lot. And I struggle with being the person that says, oh, I'm going to, oh, yes, I will. I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to change this tomorrow. And then I seem to expel all my energy planning to do the difference and then not doing it. Right. And I bore myself with that. So I've got to the point where I don't even say anything to my friends anymore about what's inside my head, because I'm like, if I'm bored of hearing my voice being repetitive on this, goodness only knows how my poor friends feel. So right. In short, that all being said, I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky. I have, a good existence, and I, don't want for anything. And whilst the world is broken, and we don't know yet how we're going to fix it or how we're going to be, I am not in a bad place for that. And I'm very aware of that.
Are you working at home? Do you go into yes. What's your situation?
I am working from home. Which is a luxury as an office manager to be able to work remotely. I basically am managing things from afar. I do pop into the office as and when I want to or need to. I'm just trying to figure out next steps. I think I deal with a lot of guilt because of that, because I'm like, hey, she's just sitting here, not really doing much because she's an office manager and the office isn't open. She's just waiting for the next email for somebody to ask a arbitrary question that she just goes yes or no to. So that's where I am.
And what do you want to get out of this evening, Melody?
It's comforting to speak to other people who are going through this process and who, you're talking about people being at different stages. I'm enjoying that as well, because I can see that there is a journey for me to go on. And if I stick to it, I will get to maybe to, where they are. I do and have struggled in the past with sticking with stuff and keeping with stuff. So I just, want to talk more about staying committed and following through the process, because that was my fear of joining this or even joining the living the change, because I just thought to myself, girl, you're gonna do this, and then 2 weeks later you're gonna be like, oh, what was that, and right. not have done it. And I don't want to waste my time, your time, or equally waste the investment. So it's to talk about how to keep on moving forward would be a good for me, a great thing to discuss.
So how to stay on track, how to keep moving forward, how to take action.
Okay. It's a challenge. That's a challenge for me, a personal challenge for me.
Okay, great, lovely. Okay, thank you. Well, nice to meet you properly.
Thank you.
I'm gonna mute you for the moment and come to Fiona and invite her to. I would have you both on, but the line, I don't know about your end, but the line my end is a bit So I'll do it separately. We'll see if we can open it up, because it seems silly really to have two people and I'm talking to you one by one. But let's get the introductions done, and then we'll see what we can do. So I think, Fiona, I think you've muted yourself your end, actually. Have you? No, I can't unmute you, Fiona.
Because I'm in the kitchen trying to make some food at the same time.
Okay.
So that's fine. I can stop momentarily to give you my story.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Lovely.
Yes. Okay. So I have known Joe for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I did some speaker training with her in the past. I also crewed her her speaker training as well a number of times. And
did you do the one in Portugal?
I didn't do the one in Portugal, no, they were all earlier than that.
Right.
I couldn't put my name down for it, but I had quite a lot on my plate at that time. Mm. I've known and liked Joe for a very long time. And so I've kind of kept an eye on what she's doing. I also did an online business course with her as well after the speaker training stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been to a couple of one woman conferences and thought, you know, I get very, oh wow, this is brilliant, I really should do this, but I spent a lot of money in the last 5 years on some more sort of spiritual training, really, which has actually made the biggest difference in my life and my mental health than anything has ever done. And I spent a lot of time and money on personal development prior to that. And which has left me in a really good place, and partly thought, why do I need to do this? But I over the last year, I kind of got to the position where the two biggies, i.e. relationship and not being fulfilled in my job, were still kind of sitting out. And I could be okay with either, right? I'm not unhappy being single. And I'm most of the time not unhappy in my job, but it doesn't really fulfill me. I have recently got through cancer for the third time. And it came to me, and I lost my sister to cancer 3 years ago. Mm-hmm, and I got to this point where I was like, okay, if I only have 10 years to live, do I still want to be working in this job? And the answer is a resounding no.
Right.
So I thought, it's time to start looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
And last year and the year before, I was also, as well as looking after myself, or perhaps not looking after myself quite as well as I should have been, I was also caring for an elderly relative who died last year, and she lives in West Wales and I live in South London.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite taxing as well, to say the least. But anyway, so this year I decided it's for me. And so I bought Be Love in October. And shifted so much between October and January, I thought, oh, do I really need this? But anyway, I went along, and actually at that time I was thinking about Be Powerful, and when I bought Be Love and it offered me Be Powerful, you know, to add on to the package, somehow or other I lost the page and I couldn't get it back, so I didn't know how to get it, and I didn't get around to emailing their office, so I didn't get Be Powerful at that point. But I did Be Love, and then I was still thinking about Be Powerful after that, and I had a couple of conversations, and then I got really busy at work, and then COVID-19 happened, and so I didn't really get around to it all. And then Be Fulfilled came up, and I thought, ha, this is what I should have done, Be Fulfilled. So I signed up for Be Fulfilled, and this time hopped on the page when it popped up after the Be Fulfilled payment page for Be Powerful, Be Powerful as well, along with some, because I too am not haven't been terribly good at keeping up things in the past, and that was one of my concerns about doing it, because I thought, this could be another one of those online things you never really do anything about. But I have to say, since I started Be Powerful, I have been And also there's a massive advantage for me of this whole lockdown situation is that I get to work at home, which is something I've been fighting to do because I don't have the energy I used to have because I've been through chemo and stuff recently again. And I really wanted to work from home. And my manager, we kind of got to the point where I was like, no, you have to come and work in the office. In March, February and March, she allowed me to work at home 2 days a week. But by April, I was supposed to be only working at home 1 day a week. And
thank you, COVID.
In February, I was knackered and fed up of commuting and was not very happy. So when March came and we had to stay at home, I was delighted.
And what is it you do, Fiona?
I work for two London boroughs in adult social care. So you can imagine we're very busy at the moment. I'm not frontline. I work in what's called the information and projects team. So we do internal communications and work on a lot of change projects. So I am excruciatingly busy at the moment. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So anyway, I started off Be Powerful, being really good and doing my homework on time. And it's like, I was just been enjoying it so much. I thought about doing some more. And then I did Clarity and Career because Be Fulfilled got postponed. And then there's a 6 week thing after that. And so I've currently got slightly behind actually with both, if I'm to be fair, because the last 2 weeks at work have been really busy. But I'm nearly all the way through the power types. I decided not to shortchange myself and try and squeeze Sorceress and Queen together because Queen is quite low for me. And I wanted to do Queen properly before I moved on to Sorceress, which is my highest.
So you finished week 8?
I can't remember what week it is, to be honest, because I've got a bit confused.
If you've done all the power packs except Sorceress, you'll have finished week 8. You'll have 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, you'll have 4 more to do. Okay,
well, I've pretty much finished Queen now, and my intention is to do Sorceress this weekend. So that's this weekend's job. I also want to catch up with the follow-up things from Be Fulfilled this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
3 days, so hopefully I will. And there's not too much to do because I actually worked quite well through it during the Be Fulfilled Clarity career at the time anyway. So not too much to do. But I've really given myself time to do it properly.
Great.
And it's meant it's probably taken me longer than maybe what it might have done somebody else. But anyway, I have got so much benefit out of that. I got super excited and thought, you know what? So when we did Lead the Chair, when we did Clarity and Career, I think.
Right. Was it? Yeah, that's the one. That was the weekend.
Yeah, I basically stuck my hand up again and thought, because I was thinking about joining Be Wealth. And although I don't know that I need it particularly, but anyway, I thought this is nuts. If you do all of these, you might as well do the whole thing because you're getting benefit. And also I see the benefit of having a coaching alongside. I thought, why don't you just do the whole thing? So I signed up to Lead the Change.
Okay. So you're on Lead the Change. Yeah.
I am now, but only just.
Right. Okay.
And then one of the things that I had wanted to do, and I talked to Joe about it at Be Love, was doing the coaching cert. Now, I've done a coaching cert thing before with somebody else, and I was coaching for a bit before I had this, before I had my cancer and my aunt being really ill and all the rest of it. But I put it down during that. But that kind of modality I'm not so comfortable using anymore because I don't want to articulate in the way that it's articulated. So and just getting, I was just thinking about this new career. What do I really want to do? And looking at, looking at my talents and skills and things. And it's really clear that what I do well is stand up in front of rooms, talk, tell stories. I do performance poetry. I can create, when there was a question about what have you ever created from start to finish? And honestly, there's so few things I've actually done start to finish. But one of them is putting together a workshop or writing a kind of plan for an online program, which actually didn't get totally finished, but the plan got finished. Yeah. And that I get very, very little opportunity to do any of that at work.
Right.
I do get this on the odd occasion. I do the sort of co-production with service users at groups. I run those, and I also facilitate our breakfast meetings, mainly because no one else wants to stand up and do it, but I enjoy doing it, so I facilitate those workshops as well. But that's basically as much as I get at work in my job with these particular mm-hmm. skills. Yeah, so that's about where I'm at. But anyway, having looked at my skills, I thought, you know what, because I'd talked to Joe about doing coaching stuff, so I thought, you know what, I'm at home at the moment, I don't mm-hmm. have a commute, which tires me out and takes another 2 hours a day.
Right.
I want to do coaching cert this year, I don't want to wait.
Right.
I've got, once I've finished Be Powerful and I've finished the Clarity in Action fulfillment yep. sessions, then I can catch up with the coaching sessions easily because they're only calls at the beginning, and then jump into yep. coaching cert in September, and I might even by that stage be able to reduce hours or whatever. Anyway, I'll have the time to do it, I think, because I've really gone through Be Powerful really carefully.
Anyway, I joined that too, madly.
And then I felt slightly overwhelmed the last 2 weeks because I've been really busy at work. But this week, no, end of last week, Friday, my manager, Matt, sent an email at 3:30 saying, oh, it's Mental Health Awareness next week. We should do something. Can you talk to the training team? Right. So I did. And they all went, well, most of them weren't there, and they weren't there yesterday, today, and two of them were.
I think I saw that posted. Did you post something in the Hearth about them?
I probably did, yes.
I think I saw the post.
Yeah. So basically, but I just like pulled this schedule of things out of my head and had this massive download at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, couldn't sleep, of ideas for this Mental Health Awareness Week, which I am now currently like writing like crazy and putting links together and doing all this. Right. But I am in my element. And I've worked two long 9-hour days. Mm-hmm. And could definitely do with more sleep because I lost a bit of the weekend.
Just in terms of managing time, because I've just seen that's about what I want to say.
But I was just saying that this is Sorceress coming out, and this is showing me that I'm doing what I love, and this is the right way to go. That's what I was going to finish with.
That's lovely. What do you want to get out of this evening?
To be completely honest with you, I haven't had time to think about it.
Right, okay.
But I like to do them live if I can. So I've got you kind of on in the background while I was about to make my dinner, and then I was gonna see if something popped up for me along the way, because it normally does.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is Marie's gone. Okay, fine. Yeah, Marie was here and she's gone. So I don't know whether she's gone or whether she can't hear us anymore. Okay. All righty. So, well, what we'll do then is I'll go back to Simone. If Marie comes on, then obviously we'll get her to introduce herself at some point. And perhaps while you're listening, something will come up for you, Fiona, and then we can come back to you and see whether there's something that you particularly. And then if you've got something that you want to add, then just stick your hand up and we can make sure you are muted. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Lovely. Thank
you. Okay, so let's go back to you, Simone. I'm going to unmute you.
Hello.
Hi. So, tell us a little bit more about this motivation, staying on track, habit of not completing things. Talk a little bit more about this.
How do you put this over? I'm very much a person that is way more motivated if I'm not doing it for myself.
Right.
If I'm doing something for myself, then I'm just lackluster. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever, another day. But is for instance, one of my closest friends, she is a personal trainer and she owns a studio. Anytime she needs, some extra body in the class to work out, it could be 5 o'clock in the morning. She's like, oh, come on, please, could you be an extra body? I will get up at 4 and be there for 4:30 and work out at 5 o'clock because she's asked. If I say to myself, I need to go and work out tomorrow, I won't. And it's like, how come you can get up and do all that because someone else has asked of you, but when you know it's for your own, for you, the good of you, you're like, no. And that there is a constant pattern of that for me.
Do you have a sense of where that might come from?
I don't know if I think it could be the fact that I'm the last of 8 kids. I it's always just been easier to go along and get along. I am not meaning to say that I'm shy or retiring or not my own person. But I do find it easier to do something for somebody else.
And is this pattern, have you always started, has it always been like this for you, or do you know when you first started doing this?
I think it's kind of always been this way. When it's like, oh, what would you like, Simone? Oh, whatever we're doing, I'm cool. A lot of my downtime, I find myself just there going, oh, what could I do? Or what would I like to do? And just not doing anything as a result.
Right.
But if I got a call from a friend saying, oh, would you like to do this? I'd be like, yes, that's exactly what I'd like to do. But like, I couldn't come up with the motivation or the thought myself.
So if somebody proposes something, they come up with the idea and you don't want to do it, will you say no, or do you go along with it anyway?
No, I will say no if I don't want to do it. I haven't got a problem with that. That being said, if somebody needs me and I don't want to do it, I will do it because they need help and they're my friends or whatever. But if somebody's like, oh, do you fancy going to the cinema to see a movie I don't want to see, or do you fancy doing this course or something that I'm just not interested in, I would be like, there's no and there's hell no, and I'm choosing hell no. So I haven't got a problem saying that. I'm lackluster 90% of the time, and as I said, I find that annoying.
So what's the benefit for you of putting everybody else first? What does it do for you? What does it give you?
With people that I do that for, it's because they're my people. They're my, I'm in the hearth, and I've heard people, Joe, talk about the hearth. It's those people I do that for. I don't, as a person, I don't have many people outside of the hearth as friends. I'd have acquaintances, and I have my hearth, and there's really no in between. So when somebody comes and says, I need Simone, then they get Simone because they're the same people that I know that if I need them, I get them.
Right. And how big is your hearth? How many, if you were to make a guess, how many people would you say are in your hearth, and what sort of people are they?
You can't see me, but a lovely smile just came on my face because the people in my hearth are just the best. I'm very, very lucky that I And this is what I always find really difficult about myself, is I have amazing people who are get up, you know, people who get up and go, always doing something, always, you know, busy and stuff. And they're my friends. And yet I'm like, ah, type. and I just, you know, I do question the fact that they're like, oh, I'm going to go and do this, and I'm sticking to doing this, and so on. You know, as I said, one of my closest friends, she's a personal trainer. She used to work in PR. She decided she didn't want to do that anymore. She then decided to train as a personal trainer, and just had the get up and go, went and got it, has done it, and she's amazing. I have another close friend who, no matter the time of day when I contact him, I'm like, oh, how are you? What are you doing? He's like, well, I've just done this, I've done this, I've done this. And I'm like, I'm tired just hearing what you've done. Not, you know, you amaze me. The people that I have, I'd say, who could I call for right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Outside of family, I'd say there'd be 5 people that I know would down tools right now and head to me.
So they would come for you just as you would go for them.
Yes, most definitely.
Right. So it's two way, not one way.
No, it's not at all one way. I have had certain times when I've, you know, felt a bit like it is one way, but more them to me, over me to them, and they've put me straight going, girl, no, this is what you give me, this is what I get from you, this is what I know is true. And then I've been like, okay, actually you owe me stuff. No, it's definitely a two-way street.
So I get I totally get how the support, what, you know, you give, they give, there's a it's reciprocal.
Yeah.
I understand that. And I'm still really curious about this question of how come other people's needs are more important than yours?
I don't even see it like that. I don't see as, you know, in terms of what I've learned with regards to superwoman, martyr and victim. I don't see myself in terms of that when it comes to this. It's because I'm not self-sacrificing by any means. I lack motivation when it comes to myself. So I will be just not occupying myself into anything that somebody can't come in and say, would you rather do this? And I go, yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm not doing anything for myself. But actually, starting this journey with one of many is the first time in a long time that I've said to a friend, you know how we were supposed to go and do this? I can't, because I want to continue my online training. So can we do it another day? And that's the first time in a long time that I've said I'd rather do this thing for myself than
brilliant.
Do what we had planned.
That's brilliant.
Thank you. And it felt weird because I was just like, right, they're recorded. Maybe I'll just catch up on the recording. But no, she's doing that whole piece afterwards, and I really don't want to miss that. It was a battle for at least a few hours until I was just like, right, I'm just going to send in the text.
Right.
And I did that.
Because one of the things that we teach we talk a lot about in one of many, and it doesn't matter what program you're in, to be honest, because it's a real kind of bedrock of the whole one of many philosophy, is this idea that we are much better at supporting other people, at supporting the people in our half, when we actually put ourselves first. It's the oxygen mask principle. You know, you're much better supporting somebody else if you got your own mask on in the aircraft.
Yeah.
But it's, and it sounds, from what you've been saying, it sounds to me as though that something of that piece isn't quite there yet for you. Is that fair?
Yeah, you're right. It's not that I don't look after myself as I should. I don't, you know, do have the best behaviors to myself. I guess I save the best of myself for the half, like you say. Right. Yeah. Like if you ask them to say, oh, you know, what do you think of Simone? They'll give a description of me that I don't see, because they get me when I'm energized. They get me when I'm, you know, thinking and acting on their behalf. So I, you know, there's a spirit there that I don't have for myself.
So you're an amazing friend to others.
Yes. Yes. I guess that's the truth.
And you're in a job that doesn't currently fulfill you, as far as I can tell.
I enjoy my job. I think that if I know that if I can be a better version of me, I could get more out of it and put more into it. I think that there is a need for that. But because I second guess myself a lot and don't have the confidence of my own convictions sometimes, I work for a company that is a very dysfunctional family, but they have the best of intentions. But they are, I have worked for them for a year, but some of these people have worked with each other for over 20 years. So I'm a newbie, and even though I come with years of experience, I am faced with sometimes closing of ranks, and not in a malicious way. They just need to be shown how to take on different learnings and different stuff. But because of how they are, I don't always have the confidence to be like, no, listen to this. Maybe we should look at it this way or that way, and just go, okay, well, you know, you've worked with them for 20 years. And just take a back seat. And that's where I don't feel fulfilled, because when I do step forward in a way of knowing my own self, then I'm always surprised with how they respond.
I have a couple of thoughts for you. May I share them?
Yes, of course.
So I think, I mean, you said you're at the start of the Be Powerful journey. So you, yes. I'm guessing that you haven't got very deeply into the power types yet.
I have done my, I don't know a lot about them, but because I did the emerging, I have done the profile. And at the moment, I score averagely on everything. Nothing is strong and nothing is really weak.
Right. So when you say averagingly, are you talking sort of over around 50, and you've got access to all of them?
What were the numbers? Where did I put it? It's between 30 and 50 on all of them.
Right.
And my strongest is I think the highest number was mother, which I was like, I'm not mother.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
I see. I don't get that about me. And I guess. I don't see that in myself, because I thought I would be more queen because of certain aspects of me and my role and so on, and how I you know, for want of a better term, how I go to market, how I present myself, like at work, I will say to people, it's a no until you convince me it's a yes, but then it's still probably a no until I decide differently. Literally, that's my mantra. That's how I talk to everybody at work. But then that come back as mother, and I thought, yeah, because I usually turn around, it's always yes, and I've made it work.
So it sounds to me as though can you remember where lover came?
Bear with me, I'm gonna see, because I did print it out. Hold on. I have it printed out here. My level is 36. So
yeah, and where's your queen?
Queen's 42.
Is which, say that again?
Queen is 42.
Okay. Okay, so it does sound to me as though you need to work on your lover. And possibly your warrioress as well. Where's your warrioress?
She's the lowest. She was 30.
Right. Yeah. I think for you, I mean, as you go through Be Powerful, the first one you'll do is lover. And is it warrioress lover these days, or is it lover warrioress? We used to do them one way, and now we do them another. Anyway, lover and warrioress, the first two that you'll do. So I would really, really, when you get to that bit, put some effort into those two. Really look at how, particularly how you can develop your lover, but also because the warrioress, she's the one with the energy and the fussiness, and the warrioress has a playful side. She likes the rough and tumble. It's physical, playful, but she's got energy. Right. The lover is the specialist in self-care. The lover knows how to take care of herself. She loves life. She loves the juiciness of life, as Susie Heath would say. She just adores life. It's like, oh, that's tasty. That's exciting. That's wonderful. And she's really, really good at self-care and putting herself first. And it sounds to me as though what you need to do is to develop some of those talents. Because when you're always putting others first, when you're always kind of, well, my need, you know, their needs, me to get up and do what I want to do. Well, no, but if it's going to serve my friend, then I'll do it. It's a road to unfulfillment and burnout.
Okay.
So developing the lover and the warrioress will give you a much greater flexibility, a greater range of behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about being a better version of you. It gives you better in the sense of, I mean, it depends what you mean by a better version of you, but I think this gives you the potential to have a much wider range of expression of yourself and who you are. And also starting to value yourself for you, not valuing yourself because you're a good friend to everybody else.
Yeah, that will be interesting, the learning the value piece, because on more than one occasion, even just being in the Facebook groups and seeing other people's stories and journey, and I've just thought to myself, what are you doing? Yeah, like, these people are amazing, just what they do before they've even done anything else to do with One of Many or to do with Be Powerful, and you just see their introductions, and I just feel less.
That's called comparisonitis.
Yeah.
It's right. inflammation of the comparison nerve.
It's huge right now. Just tell you, Jane, it's huge.
Yeah, we all do it. And it's a really, really bad idea.
I know, and I've heard some of the workshops, and I'm trying not to, but each time I read somebody's story, and I just think I'm taking the spot of somebody who deserves this way more than me. This is just it comes to down to not feeling I have anything to offer, and if these people are helped, then they will have something to offer.
Are you in bronze? Are you living the change?
Yes, because I've just started on the Be Powerful as well, and I was just like, I couldn't financially commit to more at this point whilst I'm just doing the, I've just started with the Be Powerful as well. So,
because it does sound to me as though the thing you really need to work, I do think you need to work on warrioress and lover to develop that side. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like the thing you really need to work on is self-value, valuing yourself. And it's quite hard to do on your own. It's probably something that's better done with the help of a coach. Easier done with the help of a coach. Somebody who can challenge you, reassure you, give you a kick up the bum, you know, all those things.
Yeah. I do now hope to progress and be able to take steps and do silver and gold eventually. But until I can show myself the commitment that I need to, I didn't want to stretch to them yet. Yeah, no. I'm to myself, I'm going to stick with this. I have a sticking with it problem. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, see how you go with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I probably shouldn't recommend it, but you can get a couple of coaching sessions for the price that, you know, if you join, you can join Gold for like a month or two. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a huge investment, but just to get some a little bit of coaching to help you turn this round. The other thing you can do is look in the one of many directory of coaches. So there's, if you go into the onto the one of many website, there's a mm-hmm. coaching directory. Have a little mosey down there and have a look. Just see who you can spot who has less experience, mm-hmm. or you know, either in the Hearth or in the bigger group, the B1 global community, you know. Does anyone know of anyone who does pro bono coaching or discounted coaching, and mm-hmm. see if you can get support with it. It'll be quicker.
Okay, good advice. Thank you. I will have a look.
And meantime, working on your warrioress and your lover.
Yes, I will do. I can be formidable, but just not for me.
Oh, now Fiona, let's bring Fiona in, because Fiona said she could help. Let me just I've got Fiona muted. I'm going to unmute you, Fiona. Oh, Fiona, no. Can you unmute yourself, Fiona?
Here I am.
Yeah. Fiona commented she could help you with that. So do you want to just have a chat for a moment, the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I have been thinking. I mean, obviously, I'm not a one of many coach yet, and I am not very advanced on it yet. However, I have put a lot of energy into Be Powerful, and I have done coaching before. So I would certainly be able to, I would certainly be open to talking about a much lower fee to do some work with this.
Okay, we could have a chat. That'd be great.
Okay, well, if you look me up in the group, it's Fiona Wright with a W.
Okay, perfect. I will. I've made a note of your name.
Okay, and fine. We'll have a chat sometime.
And Simone, you're Semone?
Yes. Kerr. Simone Kerr. Kerr.
Yeah.
And it's S-E-M.
S-E-M-O-N-E, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't got a pen handy. Oh, let me just find a pen. S-E-M-O-N-E. Okay, fine. All right. Well, if you find me on Facebook, friend me, send me a messenger, then we'll work it out from there.
Perfect. Will do.
All right.
Fabulous. So it sounds like you've got the guts of a plan, Simone.
So best foot forward.
Excellent. All righty. So, does that give you something to work with?
Yes, it does. It'd be nice to be able to get the support to focus I think I lack of focus when it comes to myself. You know, I think one of the things that I'm learning from being around this space and this energy is that people appreciate the fact that the self-investment means that they can be everything they want to be at the next stages. And like many others, I've blindly been stumbling around just thinking I can get there by hook or by crook, and not appreciating that I just need to stop and, you know, look within and fix that and then move forward and do that at every stage. And I need to learn the tools to do that.
Brilliant. Lovely. Okay. All righty. I'm going to mute you and we'll see whether Fiona has anything that she has now. Fiona.
Hi.
Has anything popped up for you?
Nothing popped up. I think, you know, during your conversation with Simone, what popped up to me out of that was that I realized recently doing my hearth and realm exercise, mm-hmm. and actually listening into the Emerging Together, mm-hmm. was the distinction that actually, although I didn't have to banish anybody from either, and I needed to get a bit of clarity about where my manager sat. And that's one of my challenges is dealing with my boundaries with my manager. But I'm working on that, and that's part of the homework I need to catch up on. But what I became aware of was that I mean I don't have that many close friends, mm-hmm. and mostly they are miles and miles away. So I don't if I needed that support, there's never really been anyone there for me.
Yeah,
because every time I've been through the cancer, I've done it on my own, pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I did have one friend who insisted on coming to the hospital with me the second time, I think.
But, yeah.
You know, I did all my chemotherapy pretty much on my own. I did have a friend who came to some sessions of that, but a lot of it I've done really on my own, and so I need to put work into, I think, I'm not even sure how to do this, so perhaps you can tell me. I put some work into making sure I have people who would drop everything for me if I really needed it.
Right.
Because I don't think there aren't many people there, because the people in my hearth, it's relatively small, are basically my mum, my dad, my sister's two kids, and I'm not even quite sure whether my aunt and uncle and my brother-in-law are in my hearth or whether they're just sitting on the boundary of the hearth and the realm.
Right.
Because I would jump to support them, but I would like to think that I would only do it when I was full, not depleted.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Whereas the other four I would do very happily if I was depleted, as I did for my aunt.
Right. And they would, and they for you?
Well, I mean, two of them are teenagers, so I can't really expect anything from them.
Yeah.
My mum's always been there as a rock, but she's quite hands off as a mother. I suspect her mother is very low, actually. And although she has come when, like, for example, when I first came out of hospital or when I was in hospital, she was here, mm-hmm. and she did come visit me, and she was here when I needed somebody because I couldn't be on my own or whatever when I first came out of hospital. My mum does show up for that.
Right.
But I don't really like asking her because, you know, she's in her 70s. My father is 81 and he wouldn't cope emotionally anyway. So, right. No, he's really the person is my mum. And then, yeah, the friend who did come to the hospital with me that time, she's also very busy and has her own mother to look after, who's in some sort of mental health care home. So I couldn't rely on her. I think she would help if she could, but I don't think she'd do it if she was burnt out.
Right.
My other best friend is in Africa, so she's not really much help. She would talk to me on the phone probably, but I don't know whether she'd do that when she was depleted, and it would have to be reliant on internet, which there is not too good. So you can see the issues.
There's not many, and some of them are far away.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe is in some ways in Joe's mind anyway, she's in a similar position. She did I have a funny feeling it was a Facebook Live, but she may have done it as a Powercast. I think she did it as a Powercast, and it was about this thing of when you feel isolated.
Mm.
And when your hearth is far away, because obviously her family are all in Australia. She's got Greg clearly, but her family's all in Australia. And she talked about this on this soft power class. Clearly, with the community, actually, she got heaps of people who down tools and support her. But in her mind, her hearth is in Australia, and she
There's one called isolation.
That's the one.
That would be it.
Yeah. Have you listened to that?
No, not that one. Not yet.
Right. So I would have a listen to that.
Okay.
I mean, the real key is about building community. And to be honest, there are two kind of communities that I'm in for slightly different reasons. One is the Hawaiian spirituality stuff that I do, and the other is this community, both of which are brilliant. Mm. There are more people in this community who I know that would drop down tools for me than there are in the Huna community. Mind you, they're all in the States.
I do have more community now than ever I did before, and one of my major problems, which I've broken through in the last 5 years, was that and it still has its hang-ups, because I wrote about this in the group fairly recently as well, was about not being worthy but not good enough, and I always felt I had nothing to give anybody else. But now I know I do, and I, like you, have a spiritual network from the spiritual work I've been doing. But I don't know that I'm close enough to any of them to particularly be helping me out if they were depleted.
Right.
There's a couple of them that would probably help me out with a phone call or something, but I don't think they would come running.
It's time and building. It really is down to time and building. I mean, I can only sort of speak from a personal experience, but on my personal one of many journey, there's probably four women that I didn't meet until 2015. So they become friends over the last 5 years, and I know that they would go out of their way for me if they possibly could. Mm. So you have to give it time.
I have built some already, and I only started Be Powerful, 9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I've already built a couple of, you know, like I volunteered to be somebody's buddy after Be Love.
Right.
So I have, she's my dating
coach. Your kind of girl.
And then I also volunteered to support somebody else who was doing some decluttering, who was doing Be Powerful, who I think has finished Be Powerful. And we still message each other with what we intend to do each week, although I haven't managed to achieve all of mine much lately. But I am building that network as well. And also I shared a room with somebody last time when I went to Be Love that I didn't know.
Yeah, cool.
So I have her as well. So I am building those.
Yeah. And to be honest, that is the way forward. Be seen in the community. Post, go to things, crew.
Well, I've been posting every time each power type. Each unit I have done a post about, because that was part of my accountability to myself. I'm doing it, and I'm being honest about the bits I haven't done. I have listened to some music, but I haven't yet chosen my kind of theme tunes for each one. And I haven't done too much of the dancing to it. I have done a bit, but not probably as much as you'd like me to be doing. But I will. It's just that I haven't had a chance yet.
And responding to other people's posts.
I do that a little bit, but I've been off Facebook a bit more recently because I've been too busy.
Right. Like there's something about it doesn't matter where you create and build your community, you know, whether it's online or offline. I'm a little bit easier online at the moment, but anyway, it doesn't matter where you build your community. It's about choosing your finding your tribe, and then you know, building within your tribe, and in look for opportunities to bond with people, look for opportunities to connect. You can, with Facebook, you can just go into the hearth. Don't do anything else. Just go into the hearth or into, because you're probably in the Be Powerful. Pardon?
I'm in all sorts of groups now. I'm in the hearth. I'm in obviously the Change Forum, and I'm in the coaching one.
Right. So I would probably go for the Change Forum.
Okay.
Because that's Lead the Change. Lead the Change is a very bonding experience. By the time you've been through four retreats together, there's a lot of bonding happens. Now, I know at the moment they're virtual, but they will happen in the flesh. But believe me, by the time you've been through four retreats together, and you've been on and you've been on the monthly group calls, you can really start to bond. So choose your turf. I would probably start. If you only did one, I would do the Change Forum. Start going into the Change Forum.
But I'm copying the same post over really, from the hearth and to the Lead Change, mainly because I want to inspire other people to keep going with Be Powerful too.
Well, it's not just you doing the posting, but you responding to other people.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a huge part of it, because otherwise it's just you going out there. But when you start responding, you start to engage with people, then they will see you much more. They start to see you much more because it's two-way traffic.
Yeah.
So it sounds as though you're on the right track as far as that's concerned, and it does take time.
I've never felt so on the right track in the whole of my life, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, just the tribe building, the hearth building, it does take time. Mm-hmm. And it's great that you found a space where you do feel on track.
Yeah. A little behind, but
it happens.
And I very much, through the spiritual stuff, I very much kind of learned to surrender, and I think that's why I have such a good connection with Sorceress now. You know, I know it'll be okay, and I know things will show up, and that doesn't mean I can't get away with doing nothing, because it does. I definitely can't. But it's yes, my place is decluttered, but it felt more important to me to spend my decluttering half an hour actually just cleaning up my mantelpiece and hanging some pictures, so that the whole room has now got, it's essentially my shrine for my sorceress, I suppose. But lovely. You know, it's got this lovely area in it, so I don't need to look at the side of the room that's got loads of clutter in it. I look at the nice bit, and yes, it's got clutter, and I'm aware I've got to do something about it, but I've got space, you know, I cleared enough space so that I can get my yoga mat on the floor and do a morning stretching exercise ritual. And I've got my nice pictures on the wall and my power cards on the mantelpiece and flowers. I'm buying myself flowers every week. I've got much better at lover. I can't remember whether lover or queen was my lowest, but they were both very low in the very early 30s. And
Yeah.
I've got much better at lover. Much, much better. And I am drawing on my dating stuff.
Right.
I'm being quite, you know, I'm learning, because I wasn't very good at this before. I'm learning not to text back too much, to state what my expectations are. Okay, you engage me with conversation, then you might get my phone number. Then we have a phone conversation and you don't text me too much. And then I might think about meeting you.
Right.
And I stick to it. So if they start texting me a lot on my phone, I just put, oh, I'll tell you about that in a call, and leave it.
Yeah.
And wait till they call, which I never could do before.
Fabulous. It sounds as though you're making real strides with it.
I did also join an online sort of dating thing, which I haven't actually done. It's like a bit like a training course, I suppose. It's got a network group, and I haven't actually done any of their trainings, but we've got a little group of girls who've got together to be each other's sort of accountability partners, but we're a group. Mm-hmm. And we just update each other. We have a Facebook Messenger group. We update each other with what's going on. And then we jump on Zoom every other weekend or whatever and have a good old girls chat. And I really love that, because I've never really had a bunch of girlfriends. And that's really good for me too.
That's great. So you're building a tribe there as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Great. Excellent. All righty. Well, now I'm just looking at the time. It's 8:10. Now we have until 8:30, but sometimes when there's just a couple of you, people kind of go, oh no. So what do you want to do? You have me for another 20 minutes. Have you had enough? Do you want to finish? Is there something else you want to do? Simone, I'm going to unmute you as well. And Fiona, if you want to unmute yourself. What do you want to do, ladies?
I could ask a question just about, it's one of the things I was due to be doing for my homework for my coach, was having a think about the boundaries at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just take you in the other room where I find my notebook.
Let's check in with Simone if you've got anything. Just tell them.
Sure, do that. It's a good idea.
While you get your notebook, Simone. What about you, Simone?
I'm still here. I'm still listening, taking it all in.
I know. I can see you.
I find it all very intriguing, and I'm hopeful that, you know, I could muster up enough of my lover to do this. It's the language and the terminology as well. It's very different, and getting my head around it and understanding what it means, and not being too cynical is also a challenge as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, the more you hang around in the groups and you connect, you know, via the different trainings and circles like this, or group calls like this, then the more familiar the language becomes.
Yeah.
What is there anything particularly you're cynical about?
I guess it's just a new way of thinking and being. Right. And I've never tapped into anything like this before. So right. I'm just like, it's the unknown, isn't it? And cynical because I don't know it. I think to myself, am I going to be, you know, just a fear of, oh, I'm going to start talking about things to other people and they're going to be like, oh, what are you on about? type thing. And, you know, literally the fear of the unknown. But it resonates so much that I've not turned my attention away. And one of the things that I'm experiencing is now we have everything that's happening in the world and we're all in lockdown. I've had this overwhelming feeling of I don't want to go back to normality the same as I was when it broke.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's what's led me to one of many.
and what spurred me on to doing this Be Powerful and taking a further step into living the change. I can see that I won't make any change on my own.
Yeah.
And I've not been successful for 45 years. So let's be realistic. Perhaps something that puts you on edge a little bit will, you know, get you there. Okay. Right. Get you to a better place. Even if it's just more of understanding of self to see how I can do things differently and better.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll mute you then and let's come to Fiona, who hopefully by now has found her notebook. Okay. So have you got your notebook now, Fiona?
I have, yes. No. It's on the right page. Quite far away. Yes.
Who's your coach, by the way?
Kat Holden.
Okay. Yep.
Yes, so think about boundaries around my working relationship. One of my other rocks was to do the limitation release on sort of 5% of I'm not worthy that was left sticking for me, that, you know, although I knew it intellectually, there's obviously this little 5%, and I did a big process about that, which I also wrote about in the group. So the next bit was to think about my boundaries about with my manager, and at the time I was having a bit of, well, she does this every now and again, sends some difficult emails, she tends to write without thinking first and stuff like that, and she can be very critical, and I don't know that she necessarily means to be, and this has been really helpful too, is to understand compassion for others and where they are. But she is, and I see her do it to other people, so it's not just me. Mm-hmm. However, it does affect me because it has played on this not good enough, not worthy.
Right.
And one of the reasons why I'm working my butt off this week is because I want to show her I can do something good. There's still a sort of need in me. I want to show her I can do something good. I can do it really well. And for it to be really, for it to be really successful.
Mm-hmm.
And she's give her a juice, she's letting me run with it. And I thought I might get a bit more resistance. I mean, it has been some, I'm not allowed to send big emails out every day because the director thinks we're all being bombarded, which is correct. But so it has to be linked to an announcement, but I'm allowed to send a little reminder because I've put 3 workshops in place, which I've stuck my neck on the line. I am doing 2 of. One's next tomorrow lunchtime, so I need to have a think about that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I have run my own workshops before. Couple. So tomorrow's is exploring gratitude, and then Thursday's is going to be a guided visualization experience. So this is going to
boundaries.
This is going to be interesting. But anyway, and on Friday we're doing a poetry workshop, and I managed to get somebody I know to do that, and my boss agreed to pay for it. Otherwise, I was going to volunteer to do that too. But I'm really excited about that.
It sounds great.
Yes, I'm so excited, I can't tell you. But anyway, apparently the director and a counsellor are now on board and got their eyes on us, watching how many people turn up, and they really want it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I've just thrown myself really in the, like, seriously in the deep end. I thought I was in deep in the Mediterranean, and now I'm definitely deep in the Pacific. But anyway, who cares? It'll be okay. What happens will happen. Now, she's always said she wanted to give me more project work, and a couple of weeks back she gave me a piece of project work which I dutifully did very quickly and sent back. She was in a bit of a twist about it before, but because she was in a twist I was a bit nervy, and I did this piece of work, and I sent off the what I thought was the right document. Anyway, 2 weeks later she's asked another consultant who works with us to do some more work on it, and there was a sort of apologetic email, apologetic tone in the email, saying, oh, there wasn't time to give it back to you, sort of thing. And I said, that's fine, but I would really like some feedback, because I'd had no feedback at all on what I'd done. And she wrote some feedback, and I thought, oh my God, that's terrible feedback. What, you know, I didn't understand it. So I didn't respond straight away. It was very good. And then when I did 2 days later get time to go back and look, after thinking, God, how the hell am I going to deal with this? I can't let this ride, because I've let these things ride over the years. And beginning of 2018, I think it was, she'd been so critical, she was so on my case, that honestly, I was going out of my mind. I was literally going out of my mind. My brain was shutting down.
So back to where we are now, because we're kind of moving off off the target here.
Yeah. So anyway, it turned out that I'd sent her the wrong document. So I felt really, really bloody stupid, because here was my one opportunity to prove myself that I could do things and she could trust me and give me more decent work to do. And I blew it. So when this project came up, I was really happy, and I need to make this a success, basically. So, So boundaries. I know I need to have a meeting with her. It's very difficult. It's quite difficult to get meetings with her, particularly at the moment. But she was also very good at constantly answering emails or whatever on her phone, even when you are in a meeting with her. So this thinking about boundaries around my working relationship, I've just written some things around, like, what can I do differently? Things that perhaps I wouldn't have dared to do before, like sit there and wait until she's finished writing the email and say, and she'll say, carry on. But actually say, no, it's all right. I'll wait till you've finished. Now, that would feel very uncomfortable to me. Perhaps slightly yes or no, I've started looking at it, but that wouldn't have been something I could have done before.
And
now when I try and have a phone call with a toddler,
out of curiosity, what would happen if, I mean, it's different when you're on the phone to somebody, because when you're on the phone to somebody, it's quite difficult for them, it's much more difficult for them to be answering the phone indeed writing emails.
Well, she manages it, but anyway, yes, go on.
If you're speaking to her on the phone, how do you know whether you have her full attention or not?
You can tell, because she's just not there. You know, there's.
Does she know that this is important for you?
I'm perhaps not being assertive enough about it.
Is it something that you've previously mentioned to her?
I've previously attempted to tackle some of this behaviour of hers in meetings, yes, and my frustration, but it's never really got anywhere. And I think partly that's, one, because I haven't been there in Queen, because my Queen's low. I've let her get away with things. There've been emails where there's, like, I feel upset, hurt, and want to have a conversation, and then because I'm so busy, I don't get it fitted in, or she hasn't got time, or I fit a meeting in and then she cancels it. She cancels my one-to-ones regularly too. And a friend of mine said to me recently, actually, that's something she has to do as a manager. I said, yeah, I know that. I've complained to HR about it, but she still does it.
Right.
It was interesting, because when I looked at the script for having difficult conversations, it said at the beginning, know that you deserve to have your needs met. And I did not know that.
So right.
That's a big change for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Intellectually, I knew that. And actually, my victim will sometimes go on the warrioress attack with, you should be doing this because you're the manager and that's the way things do work, etc. But that actually has got me nowhere. So I have to take a different approach. What I'm seeing is I need to take a different approach to this.
There's also, do you remember at Be Love, there was having conversations with the masculine?
Yes, yes, that was what I was looking at.
Because it sounds like she's in her masculine. She's doing kind of Superwoman, which is a pretty masculine place to come from.
Hmm. And she's definitely, I think she's overexpressed warrioress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Superwoman is, basically.
Yeah.
So it would be, you know, refreshing that bit of be love with yourself. Plus, as you mentioned, getting really clear about your needs in this situation.
Yeah.
And know that your needs matter. Because you have to believe that your needs matter.
Yeah. I think I do now. I think I have shifted on that actually.
Right. Okay, good.
I did the journaling and the release process on the not worth.
I was
determined I was going to do something about it after this email from this document that she sent back with the feedback. But then having realised that I just sent the wrong document, the kind of like, oh, okay. However, the fact that that had happened still in some ways gives me an easier get in as and when I do have the conversation with her, because I feel like it's almost like I've got a softener to go in with, like I really want to do more of this work and I know that you haven't got much time, but I would still like you to give me some feedback on this document, because I recognize that I did something really stupid at this on this occasion, but you know, it's really important to me that I get some feedback, because I do want you to give me more of this work. And somehow also get into that conversation that, you know, is she aware that sometimes she comes across as being quite critical, and I feel put down by that, and then I do stupid things like forget to send the right document.
Right.
You see where I'm going? I haven't quite worked with the script with it yet, but that's what's sort of filtering.
There's one thing that I would observe in that is, and I'm thinking of the cycle of creation. We choose how we feel. We may not think we choose how we feel, but we choose how we feel. So somebody's behavior, it makes me feel. Well, technically, no, it isn't. Technically, you actually choose to feel. So when you're using that language, you can use that language. But be very clear about what the thought processes are that are going on behind it. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise what happens is that you're putting it on the other person, and then you start to flip back into victim. So you can use that phrase, you know, when you did that, when you did this, I felt however I felt. But just be careful about the thinking process underneath it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I think I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Good.
Yeah. I definitely have to be really careful and stay away from her getting on the defensive, because I think she gets on the defensive quite easily too, because when I asked for feedback on this document, I did it as a result of having been copied into the other consultants, when the other consultant done further work on it. And so I went back and I said, you know, actually, it'd be really helpful for me to have some feedback on the document that I did and sent you on, and I put the date in. And because one of the original reasons we were on the hop was
Talking of boundaries, I need to set a boundary, because we're just coming up to the half hour to the half past, and there's just a couple of things I need to cover off before we end, so apologies, but I say I have to set the boundary of time.
Yeah, fine.
So if you, what I would say to both of you, if you don't have a buddy, do get a buddy. I think you said you do have a buddy, Fiona. And Simona, look for a buddy. You know, all you have to do is post. If you post with the hashtag seeking buddy, there will be people there who are interested in doing that. Just a reminder, particularly for you, for Simone, because you're new to the program, new to the community. If you get stuck on anything, If you know, if you know there's a call going on and you don't know when it is, or if you know that you're supposed to have received some piece of information, you haven't received that piece of information, your first port of call, talk@oneofmany.co.uk. That's your port of call if anything's not quite working, or you're a bit, or there's something you're not certain about. Yeah.
Perfect.
So what I'd love to hear from each of you is something that you're going to, either something you're taking away from this, or something that you're going to do differently or as a big rock as a result of this conversation. Let's start with you, Simone.
A takeaway is we're all a work in progress, and it's okay to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Learning about the power types and appreciating that they're just different aspects of oneself, and they all need work and they need an opportunity to flourish. Is something that I need to focus on. So I'm going to, you know, focus on my warriors, and I'm going to focus on my lover, and make sure that they have more opportunities to present themselves in me.
Brilliant. Lovely. Excellent. And what about you, Fiona?
I think mine is to very much be, it's very much focus on the queen energy. Knowing that my needs, I deserve to have my needs met, and coming from that real, you know, really staying out of victim and coming from that queen energy.
Lovely, lovely, excellent. All righty. Well, it's been lovely to spend some time with the two of you. Hopefully, there are benefits in just being two.
Thank you very much for your time.
It's lovely. It's a pleasure. So yes, I'll see you somewhere in the community, maybe on another group call or somewhere around and about. hope to meet you in the flesh at some point when the rules permit.
Yes.
So stay safe, stay well, and have a good evening.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.